Next, we go to Angela L. in Scotland, and that's where our fellowship began on May the 8th, 2001.
Thanks, Terry. I'm Angela and I'm an addict. Thanks very much to the committee for asking me to come on and share, and thanks to yourself, Terry, for asking me. I feel a bit nervous, so my recollection of how CA Scotland began was that somebody was given a cassette with speakers on it. At that time, there was a fuse going to NA and AA, but in NA you couldn't mention the big book, and in AA you couldn't mention drugs. So we were pretty excited that there was a fellowship that we could probably be really free in. And what happened then was that there was four of us. There was Richard, there was Catherine E, there was Remy O and myself. And Remy's brother stayed in, that was Dax, he stayed in London, and I went down to my first CA meeting, which was in Chelsea, and it blew my mind, because it really didn't matter what you introduced yourself, you were an addict or an alcoholic or anything like that, you were made truly welcome. My second meeting was at another meeting in Chelsea, and it was the first big book study in Chelsea, and it was Nick Gostitchet that opened it, and I was at that first meeting. And again, it blew my mind. But during this time, we had discussions, different things, and we had booked up to go to the New York convention in 2001. And at that time, I was about 6 months clean and didn't really have much of a clue. And what happened was we had a group conscience, the four of us. It was in a chalet on the banks of the River Clyde, and we spoke about premises and all the stuff. And I think me and Remy went out looking at premises, and we got a lot of knockbacks. People didn't want to see you, but we soldiered on, and the first CA meeting was in Scotland, was opened in the 8th of May 2001, and it was pretty well attended. I've mentioned the first four group members, but followed by other people that have been instrumental, and there's been tons of people that have been instrumental, but like Mandy, Nicholas, David W, there was lots, I can't even go into it. And then what happened was the second meeting opened in Woodlands Road, and that meeting still opened. And the first convention happened in 2004, and it was called Rocketed. We've now had 16 conventions. I think we'd have had a lot more if it wasn't for COVID, just pondering on it. Since then, the fellowship in Scotland has really grown, and it wouldn't have grown if it wasn't for help for the rest of the world. Our first share at that first meeting was Nick Gostitch. Do you know what I mean? We've had people from America, Spain, I know yourself, Terry, you've been over at conventions. And currently, we have over 150 meetings, and over 30 online meetings. We have also recently, in May this year, we celebrated 21 years of CA in Scotland. And I'm part of a big committee with Mandy and with Catherine and a few other people. Part of the bid committee to hopefully bring the World Convention to Scotland in hopefully 2026. So that's probably all that I've really got to say. Other than, I'm totally grateful. I'm actually sitting up the stairs for my home group. We have a late night CA meeting that's been running for about 8 years. So everybody's doing the stair and I'm up here myself. Well, I'm not really, because I'm way used, but I'm really grateful, and I wish you all well. Glad to be on sober. Thanks.